Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. It's a full house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, the first thing I wanted to say, she has said it, was to tell you who Allison is. Glory be to God. Allison is my wife. Yeah. Most of you know her as Geraldine. I also know her as Geraldine. But some people know her as Allison. So every time you hear that name, you should know who they are talking about. Glory be to God. Yes, Allison's friend said that Allison is looking good. So later come and you see how good my wife looks. Okay. You can go. Glory be to God. Yes, the first time my dad saw her, when I took her to meet him, okay? I sat with her. Then my dad, after like an hour, he said that, but you know that you two people resemble. Glory be to God. So if she's looking good, then I'm looking how? Hallelujah. We have other twins here, Dennis and Christine. Have you seen a picture of them in their house? They're twins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Worship team, thank you so much. Let's give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yes, I'm glad that Power didn't disappoint today. Hallelujah. Bruce one time told me, Datomani ustanya mani okurana. Najaka masanyalaze. Who believes that the devil can switch off power? Yeah. Glory be to God. I believe it also. But I don't overthink about it. Hallelujah. He didn't do that at Unambole, did he? The devil. He didn't. Yeah? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Robin, where's Robin? Robin, stand up and we appreciate you. Yes, good to see you. Many of you had never seen that child since she left hospital. Okay, that child, there's a testimony to her. Glory be to God. So good to see you again. I mean, I gave a call on, when was it? Tuesday? No, it wasn't Thursday. Thursday I was here. Anyway, I gave a call when I returned from Nairobi, from Kenya last week. I gave a call because I remembered that she knows Uswahili. And I'd come back from Kenya with a love for Uswahili. Okay, so I was like, oh, there's someone I know. Then I prepared my sentence. Okay, how is the baby? First sat down for 2 minutes, constructed it in my mind. I didn't go to Google. Okay, you ask. Constructed it, then I gave a call. Then when she picked the call, she was like, hello, pastor. For me, I was like, no. Habari za mchana. Glory be to God. Then she laughed. Then she thought it was over. Then I asked her, anyway, I'll tell you what I asked her. And she was in shock. How is the baby? Okay. How is the baby? Should I tell you? Yes. Lydia is around to mark. Eh? Hey. By the way, Lydia, she told us on Sunday. And I knew it, but I'd kind of forgotten. Born and raised in Kenya. Glory be to God. Do your children know that? Born and raised in Kenya. So that means she's a Kenyan, isn't it? Yeah. If you're born anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sam, should I show them? Mighty Swahili. What do you prefer, Rutoro or Swahili? Kiswahili. Yeah? Not Luswahili. Kiswahili. Hallelujah. Yes. Anyway, Hallelujah. In the at the right time, how is the baby will come out? Amen. But I know the words. I can see them. But Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Mutoto kuwaje, isn't it? Yeah. Mutoto kuwaje. Hallelujah. When you end with a J on a verb, it means how. Okay? Learn these things. Glory be to God. Mutoto kuwaje. Kuwa is be, to be. Hallelujah. Where's Ubran? You have a teacher in your house and you refuse. Glory be to God. Anyway, hallelujah. Happy 11th anniversary. Hallelujah. Yes, when I sat there, I was like, yeah, there's no way this day can pass without talking about Dennis Umijimba and the wife. Okay? You come and stand here. Okay? Not that we look alike, but yes, okay? You're not going to say anything, but I'm just going to say something about you that is related to this anniversary. Amen? Now, sometime around May, June 2014, okay, I received a dream from, you remember, Kajim? Okay? That time he was studying in the UK. So he sent me a dream he had had, and in that dream, he had sent me a brand new watch. Okay? A brand new what? Watch, and there was another detail in the dream. And now, I knew the dream was from heaven. Okay? But to be honest, I failed to get its meaning. Hallelujah. Now, one day, I am at Good African Coffee with friends. You know who those friends were? They're no longer my friends. Then one of them, who was a prophet of God, who told me that, by the way, do you know that it is time for you to start a church which the Lord told you about years ago? So he told me it is time. Then, man, I was first of all in shock. I was like, how could I have missed the timing? Okay? Anyway, I just knew it was. Now, so I began to run around for church registration stuff, okay? LC1, LC2, LC3. Anyway, those people, the NGO board, and with Dennis, I remember you gave me money to help me with that process. Do you remember how much money it was? Well, I remember it was in dollars. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, the Sunday, when we're going to hold our first service, okay, which day?
2014.
You see, things are simple. The some of you would have been like, I don't know. Hallelujah. And so, a few days before, I informed a few friends, okay? Because I didn't want people to leave their churches. It is wrong to make someone leave where God has put them, okay, when they're supposed to be there. So I informed a few people, including Lydia. Okay? Lydia, we've been friends since our Kenya days. Hallelujah. Anyway, yes, I informed Dennis also. Then he wished me well. Like, yeah, you know, have a good service. Nengari, abisizamu sente. Okay? So you're like, yeah, you know, have a good service. And no. Now, our first service was in Bugolobi. Okay? Royal Suits, it's called? Yeah, Royal Suits. Now, I'm preaching, or I get on stage, and I see Dennis, the wife, and the kids. I'm like, I'm shocked. I'm like, this guy wished me well. What is he doing here? He's supposed to be at his church, a large church in the city. And after the service, he told me that that night or that morning, he had a dream. And in this dream, I won't go into its details because I'm being recorded. But the short of it was God was telling him, take off. Now, as he's running, a man, or you hear a voice saying that, go to Moses' church. Glory be to God. They slept that night after preparing to go to their church. Okay, they woke up. He wakes up with what? He shocked the wife, and the wife was a bit like, man, glory be to God. Anyway, so that's how they happened to be there on that day, and that's why they are still here. Glory be to God. Amen. So, 11th anniversary, this man is a witness that this which began 11 years ago was not like an ambitious idea. Okay, nange kuninayo buscriptia bwemani nange ukantanike okupulira abantu. No, it was from heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. This church is from heaven. Okay, he's a witness. God fired him out of his church, okay, to be a part of a new thing that was beginning 31st August 2014. God bless you. Hallelujah. But you first come back. Come. Okay, bade bampa kanya. Uh-huh. Yes. Now, visitors, wama. Okay? Just look. Aha. I wanted to tell the wife that, you know, but I was like, man, I might. Aha. Yeah, okay. You just look here. Please. What? Yes, Jechili. Glory be to God. No go. You want to lose your hair so that you can look like your husband. You better thank God that you don't resemble. You might, if you want what? You might lose your hair. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, visitors, first time, if you've been here, if this is your first time to be here, we want to appreciate you. Okay, please stand up or just raise your hand. You've been here, this is your first, who is it? Please stand, okay? Thank you so much. Okay? Flora, she came with you? Okay. Is she from Kenya? Yeah. There was a time you brought us somewhat. Okay, Swahili speakers. Okay. Visitors, I can see Robin's sisters. Okay? Yes. Let's appreciate them also. Yes. Bobo, Simu, and Anne. Happy, Esther, how many years? Nine. Happy 9 years of marriage. Yes. We stand up and we appreciate you. Where's Bob? Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Bob is a friend, Mukwano Gwabanji, including Balo's son. After the service, I already see Balo's son going to Bob. Over about Bayogelavichi, about business, I don't know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Balo's son might soon be what? Selling cars. Glory be to God. But there's money in that stuff. I hope you know. Okay? Someone sells one car, gets what you earn in a year in just one deal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, once again, we appreciate you. All of you. Hallelujah. Children. Okay? Namanya's kids. Come. Very smart, man. I saw them down here, and I was impressed, man. Baba designed it. Glory be to God. Yes, hallelujah. Why did I think that was a third boy? Okay. So I was like, well, okay. Yes. Let their sisters come also. What? Yeah. Hallelujah. Give a big hand clap to their sisters. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go back. Glory be to God. Looks like I'm becoming old. Amen. Now I'm becoming a family man. I call children and their sisters. What? Yeah? Those are the things that show that what? Someone is becoming wise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Happy 11th anniversary. Amen. Yeah, as we celebrate this anniversary, I just wanted to let us know that we are, like as a church, we are basically walking by the faith of Abraham. Glory be to God. We are walking by the faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Basically, we are walking by faith. Okay? Where we are, where we are going, we are simply believing what God told us. Amen? And we are believing that what he promised, he shall bring to pass. Amen? You remember, Abraham, God told him that he will become a father of nations, a multitude, isn't it? Meaning many people will spring from him. Glory be to God. Now, Abraham had to believe God. He waited. He believed, okay, to become a multitude. All right? And later he did. Okay? As you sit here, you're part of the multitude of Abraham. Okay? The Jews that some of you don't like, they're also part of the multitude of Abraham. All the Christians in the world, okay, they are part of the multitude of Abraham. Okay? Abraham believed God, okay, even when it wasn't easy, but eventually the promise of God came to pass and he became a father of nations, a father of many people. Glory be to God. Now, like us, we have the promise, okay, to become a large multitude, isn't it? All right? Now, we have no choice but to also walk by faith, to also believe God as Abraham did. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 15, from verse 5, it says that, "Then God brought Abraham outside and said to him, 'Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall your descendants be.'" Abigail, that means Abraham's descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. Glory be to God. And then he says that, "And he," Abraham, "believed in the Lord. And of course, God counted it to him for righteousness." Amen? Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12, says that, "Therefore," okay, remember, after Abraham had believed, the Bible says that, "Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sun which is by the seashore." Okay? Meaning that God's promise came to pass, isn't it? Okay? From one man, Abraham, who was as good as dead. Okay? Just meaning that he was an old man. Older than Mrs. Barlow Singer. Mrs. Barlow Singer is 91? 1998. Okay? Abraham was older than that when he got Isaac. Okay? And the Bible says he was as good as dead. In a sense, he was, what some people would say, he was no longer a man. Okay? But when it all seemed like it was over, glory be to God, the promise came to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Romans chapter 4, from verse 18, it shows us again that it wasn't easy. Okay? Abraham had to believe the impossible. Glory be to God. And in many, for several things, God has that habit. Okay? God has a good habit. A good habit of taking you until the edge. Hallelujah. The cliff, is it? The edge of the cliff. Okay? He takes you to the edge of the cliff. Hallelujah. That's what he did to this man. Okay? The Bible says concerning Abraham that contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed. So that he became the father of many nations. Okay? Contrary to hope. Okay? In Uganda, nga boboli na amagezi. Eh? Ekintu ekyo okita. You know, you leave that issue if you have sense in your head. Glory be to God. Amen? If you have sense in your head. Okay? Glory be to God. Like God saying, I'm going to make who? I'm going to make who? Glory be to God. Huh? Andrew. Ah, the example I was going to give, Andrew has that promise from heaven. He got it ages ago. Okay? Okay, God, there are those promises which if you have sense in your head, whether you went to school or not, you should just like say this thing is what? Is nonsense. Amen? So Abraham, contrary to hope, in hope believed. So that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. And what was spoken? So shall your descendants be. You remember? God who brings him out at night, shows him the stars and say that your descendants shall be as many as those stars, innumerable. Then he say that, so shall your descendants be. And that's why, anyway, that's why so shall your descendants be is here. Amen? Then in verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm sure he was like, the truth of the matter is, anyway, yes, it is dead. Okay, but God told me. Glory be to God. God did what? Told me. Okay? Let's say God has told Olive that I'm going to make you a billionaire in dollars. Okay? Then a time comes. We just still have the, was it a RAV4? And what was it, Suzuki? And then her car is dead. She can't, you know, but she's like, the truth of the matter is the car is dead. But God told me I'm going to become what? A billionaire in dollars, like Trump. Tukenakwa umulig zabachi, zaba Trump. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Okay? The man, dead. The woman, dead. But God, initially, The woman was half dead. Yeah? And the man was fully alive. Yeah? Fully alive. Yeah? Fully alive, man, half dead wife. Glory be to God. Then the husband died. And the wife also died. But you ask God, but why? Like, you already had what to use. You already had what to use. The husband is alive. Okay? The woman is dead. Now, God, all you have to do is heal the woman. You know, eh? But God was like, no. Let me also first get the what? The man dead. Now, that's God. Glory be to God. You see? You have a million in your what? In your account, your pocket. Then God gives you a promise. I'm going to make you wealthy. Okay? So now, common sense. If you went to school or even you just, you know how to count coffee. Emwanyi. In Masaka, you know? Common sense is God should use this one M. You understand? Then God allows even that night after the dream, allows even what? Thieves to enter your house and they steal the 1 million. He allows them. Okay, if that sounds bad, he tells you, give it away. But you're like, but God, you're going to make me a what? Wealthy. Kati nekenina nakate kati. I thought we should begin with this. Tell me where to invest it. Hallelujah. But God is like, no. I first want to get you completely dead so that you will never attribute your wealth to you. You always say, I had nothing. Glory be to God. Some people are laughing because they know who I'm what? Imitating, okay? Omurutoro, nebacheta okusubira. Glory be to God. Imitating, okay? Okuyeyeleza, okay? So that was Catherine Kuhlman, okay? You remember her? Yeah. She said that I even didn't have hair on my head when I was born. Okay? She says that I had nothing. And one day I said, wonderful Jesus, I have nothing to give you but my love. It's all that I have. If you can use nothing, then use me. Glory be to God. And that is a great Catherine Kuhlman that we know or we heard about. A blessing to the church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you have just gotten born again, if you got born again yesterday, but you want to become serious with God, let me give you one thing you should start with. Hallelujah. Okay? This habit of God, first getting you to nothing. Not always, but very often. Hallelujah. He tells Moses, go get the children of Israel out of Egypt. Okay? Go get them. Okay? Moses gets there, man. And he experiences the opposite of what God what? Told him. Total opposite, man. Now, even the guys he was sent to deliver, man, don't need to beat him up. Can you imagine? God, you would think that guys would be happy with you, man. Deliver. Man, first try, things went bad. Guys wanted to what? Beat him up. Okay? Moses went and cried to God that, man, what you told me hasn't come to pass. God told him, man, you go back. You do what? You go back. Okay? Hallelujah. There's a woman I heard of. She was believing God for a child. Okay, she was old. Okay, you told me about her. Old, believing God for a child. Apparently, she even went to Israel. It's called the Wailing Wall. Went to, she has the dime. Okay, you have the money, but you don't have the child. Glory be to God. So she went, believed God, then she tried. Then she's like, yeah, if that one fails, you know. And she finally got a child. And man, and she's born again. Hallelujah. Okay, now after you've even brought the slaves out of Egypt, testimony has come to pass, isn't it? The promise has come to pass. God was like, I'm not over. Okay, one more what? Not one more, there were several. Okay, he takes them through a route. Anyway, they had to pass, you know, via the Red Sea. So they get at the Red Sea. Then they look behind. The armies of Egypt are after them. Glory be to God. They haven't arrived in the promised land. Because it's like they're not going to arrive. Glory be to God. They can't go through the water. And as they stand there, the armies of Israel are after them. And God was like, that's exactly where I want you to be. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, but you all know the story. Okay, the Red Sea parted. They passed through. The armies of Israel came and they drowned in the what? In the sea. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and not being weak in faith, Abraham did not consider his own body already dead. But there was a time when it wasn't dead. Okay? There's evidence, Ishmael, isn't it? Yeah, but God was like, hallelujah. You always attribute the coming to pass of the promise to me. Hallelujah. You will never say, I did this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said that I delight in weaknesses. Okay? I delight in what? In weaknesses. For his strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory be to God. Remember that. Remember that his strength is made perfect in what? In weakness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why if God wants to use you, okay, you had better ukumwesoka and you humble yourself. If you're great and mighty, you had better humble yourself. If you don't and he really wants to use you, he will humble you. He will do what? He will humble you. He will do what you have refused to do. Glory be to God. Amen. Humble yourself. Glory be to God. So, yes, verse 20. Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 21, and being fully convinced that what God had promised, God was also able to perform. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now we are in that state, like Abraham. Like Father Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. But man, those many sons, you just sing that song. Okay, but it wasn't easy, amen? He had to believe God. Hope against hope. Okay, so Father, we're like him. He was promised a multitude of people. We were also promised a multitude of people, isn't it? All right? Now, and that promise began in 2016. 2016. That was 2 years into LAT. Amen? Hallelujah. The first time God talked about it was, when I had a dream. And in this dream, a little child who was like 6 or 5, okay? She was a classmate to Eden at that time. This girl in the dream comes to me. She was called Chanel. Chanel comes to me and tells me that that little thing that you have begun to build will become the largest in the city. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Robin's sisters are looking at me. They're like, every anniversary we come here, we've had one. But I'm joking. Eh? But they're like, we've had that stuff. Amen. Now, you are this fool today because of visitors. So, really? Now, the answer is, like Abraham, hope against what? Hope. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Chanel comes and tells me in a dream, 2016, okay, that little thing you began to build will become the largest in the city. Hallelujah. Mr. Balagamba, Abalalu, Tuitanao. That is exactly what was being said of Abraham. A guy is above 90. He even changes his name. You remember at first he was Abraham, exalted father. That's what Abraham means, exalted what? Father. Then at 90, what's the name of that? He changes his name. Msajio Mkuru. Abraham, father of many. Man, just imagine, you live this what? Bible stuff. Okay? The Bible doesn't tell us what his relatives from Syria or wherever, the neighbors, Abalirwana, do you know what could have been going through their heads? It's a man, old age what? Madness. Old age what? Madness. What's that disease called? Old age, whatever.
Senility.
Glory be to God. Senility. I take Katibambi, Rokuba, he didn't get a child. Katibambi in the old age because Chamuli Obongo, it consumed his mind. And now Bambi, Kati, like, Alaluse. He has even changed. Atatu Gambambu, Ukatonda Yamugambi. Vision. Hallelujah. That's what happened. Okay? Glory be. So Chanel tells me that. Okay? Then in 2018, okay, where the member here, Asha. Asha comes with a dream. Okay? She comes with a dream. Okay? Again, it was to that effect. Hallelujah. Then in Asha's dream, she says that we attained that after 7 days. Now in 2019, I'm reading the Bible and I'm at 1 Kings chapter 6 and I come across a scripture which God is like, that is what I meant by 7 days. 7 days meant 6 years, rather 7 years. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then, in 2019, July or August, okay, I get a dream. And in this dream, Apostle Joseph Serada is telling me that LAT is going to grow very big. Then in the dream, I wondered whether I should tell him that, do you know that there are dreams to the effect that we are not just going to grow big, but we are going to be the largest. Okay? Glory be to God. Then, in 2021, hallelujah, I am telling Apostle Userade again, and this time he was with Pastor Michael Chaze. I am telling them that I am the pastor of a church called the One Thing Church. Glory be to God. I'm a pastor of a church called the One Thing Church. Okay? Then I tell them that in a few years to come, it's going to be the largest. Glory be to God. The one thing, of course, meant that we are Jesus-centered. Whatever we do, it is Jesus who tells us to do it. Glory be to God. Okay? We are not after fame. We are not after, like, we are not after pulling crowds. Like, we are here for Jesus. Okay? And heaven recognized that. That's why it says that, you guys, you are the one thing church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I believe that up to now, we have maintained it, I think. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So that was 2021. Amen? Then, you remember the anniversary of 2021, eh? Okay? The end of phase one, then the start of a shorter phase. You remember that? Okay? Yes. Then now, in 2022, I think it was, I was concerned. Okay? Because I wasn't seeing the multitude beginning to come. Glory be to God. Because God had said 25. Now we're in 2022, I think, or 2023, isn't it? I wasn't seeing any sign. So I got concerned. I fasted. I went, I inquired from God. Then in my heart, I heard God say that, all is well. Kakana. All is what? Is well. Then that week, Dennis Mujimba, who didn't know about my inquiry, sends me a dream. And in the dream, God was saying that the engine of your car is in perfect condition. Meaning that, of course, church, okay? That we're okay. There's no problem. Nothing is hindering the promise from coming to pass. Hallelujah. Amen? Well, I don't know if children are understanding this, but glory be to God. Okay? Then, that same year, 2023, in August, our prophet, Mujimba, okay, gets another dream. And in that dream, God was saying that the jacaranda must blossom. Okay, referring to this church. The jacaranda must blossom. It must bring fruit. It has to grow. It has to multiply. Isn't it? Then in January last year, okay, prophetess Isoke. Prophetess Isoke. Non-prophet, it's okay. Prophetess, it's okay. Joa gets a dream. And God is telling us, pray until something happens. And we obeyed that, isn't it? When, just after we had started, Prophet Mujimba gets a dream. When we are going around the globe, okay? And we are left with a short distance to complete one cycle. Hallelujah. And we knew by that God was encouraging us. Continue. Push until something happens. We pushed. Okay? Then at a certain point, Prophet Dennis Mujimba returns with a dream. And the dream was saying that you had completed the cycle. Glory be to God. In fact, around that time, remember that rewarding season when God rewarded us. Okay? If you don't believe that God rewarded us, you have to listen to Prophetess Isoke's dream. Okay? No. It was your son's dream. Yeah, we should give credit to her. What? Can't you do CDC? The man is there. You stand up and we recognize you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now I thought that these two kids were the smartest. But now there are three smartest boys. Glory be to God. These two and what? Their big brother. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, yes, he dreamt, man. In fact, in his dream, he dreamt something that the mother had never... In fact, the mother had never told her. And she even also didn't tell us. Okay, and God hid it from the boy. Hallelujah. And God in the dream was saying, the car and that thing were the rewards I was giving you. Remember, it comes after Dennis has dreamed that we have completed the cycle. And rewards are only given at the end of an event, isn't it? Glory be to God. Like my daughter, Eden, was at a convention at Uturi the other week. Okay, and she got medals. But those medals were given at the end of the event. Hallelujah. Twina, medals in our house. You just see us here. Hallelujah. Okay. Eden, sweetheart, you stand up and they see the medal. And not just one medal. You stand up and they see you. Glory be to God. Yes. That's my sweetheart, Eden. Okay? Eden, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Amen. So, yes, God, we had completed, meaning that God was like, now, okay, what I promised you was coming, isn't it? So that was 2024. 2024 comes to an end. Nothing. Glory be to God. 2024 comes to an end, but what? Nothing. Hallelujah. Now, if you are a member of this church, thank God that you are a member of this church. Because you are being taught something by God. Because, you know, you have followed the process. You've had these things. All about how we thought it was in Jan. Then nothing. Over there. Glory be to God. There's something God is teaching all of us. Hallelujah. How he works. You can't, you know, unless he has given you a day and a month. Don't put days and months on him. For him, he said, this will be. Okay? So if he hasn't given you a day, and don't. Just believe him. Isn't it? Glory be to God. But before the year ended, hallelujah. Well, thank God that there are people in this church who really are engaged in church stuff. Okay? The people will just sit, while the many churches, you know. Okay? But now, Olive is one of those. In December last year, apparently, on her own, okay, she goes to God. And she's like, but God, our promise. You know, she said, God, we're going to be water. But you see now, she believed God. Eh? But she was like, but what's happening? Why is nothing is happening? Okay? Then she gets a dream, which she shared with me. In that dream, we were at the airport, okay? In the departure what? Lounge. Bruce, you try. Well, we're in the departure lounge. Those words for me, I don't care. For me, I want to learn Kiswahili. Lounge, those are yours. So, yes, and there was a delay. Okay? Then anyway, we were informed that the delay is because the plane is being fueled. Glory be to God. The plane is being what? Fueled. Okay? And that year also ended. But after we have pushed, prayed until something happened, okay, God has told us you completed. And that's why he rewarded us. But nothing what? Happened. Okay? But in that same month, now, in fact, even in that same year, even Christine, okay, the wife to the prophet, Christine also dreams a dream when, man, the church was flooding with people. Hallelujah. Amen. Flooding with what? People. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's some of you, I think, who wants to give me advice? Huh? Wants to give us, like, advice. Raji, utemugenda ku Instagram. What? Yeah? muzanyazanya eka joke abantu bagambe eh oy pastor eh museyo ku like Instagram pastor ngazinda abantu bagambe oy pastor wanaye ngari ngavujingo oy pastor eh utugende tulabe you know that rubbish, that nonsense. Now, by the way, that thing hurts me to see what the churches, the things which are on their things, TikTok things, instead of a serious word of God, maybe even a scripture, the Lord is your shepherd. Okay? They just put a thing of when the pastor is cracking a joke, which is not related to what? Just a joke. So then the whole world gets happy. A joke from someone who's supposed to be saying more than that. Now that hurts me. That what? Then the world gets to know an apostle or a pastor. That man, that guy, man, he said this. What, you know? And the world just gets to know him for that. You know, And then people flock to that church because of that. Now for me, I'm like, no. It ain't gonna happen to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It ain't gonna do what? Happen. Amen? Yes. Now, before 2020, in fact, in 2023, I had a very sad dream. Okay? But it ended well. And in that dream, I had a baby. Okay? A baby girl. This baby girl was like 6 months old. Okay? She was sick. And I took her to the doctors. And the doctors said, she's going to die. And not next month, not next year, but she's going to die in a few hours. Okay? So I remember, I go home, and I'm carrying the baby. And I knew, man, these were our last moments together. Hallelujah. Then, at a certain point, in an instant, okay, the baby recovered. Okay, the baby recovered. Okay, then she fought to be released, to be let go. Okay, then I put her down. Okay, the moment I put her down, in the twinkling of an eye, she grew up into like a 10-year-old child. Okay? And at that moment, it was Eden, my daughter. Glory be to God. Now, by that dream, God let me know that that is what will be with you or with LAT. Okay? Just when it seems that you are finished, glory be to God, it is at that point that you will recover. And at that same point, you will grow from a 6 month old to a 10-year-old. Glory be to God. Okay? You will grow from just, how many are we, Rachel? We're like 22 or something. You will grow from a 20 into a multitude in the twinkling of an eye. Glory be to God. Now to this day, I'm like, God, what are you going to do for that to happen? Ogenda kutusindikira yabafu? Are you going to send us a few dead bodies? I'm telling you, Balu, okay? If you raise a dead body in your house, man, people will come to your house and they'll force you to turn your house into a church. Go elsewhere. A man who raises the dead, believe a pastor, go in there. I'm telling you, you have to turn your house into a church. You will be forced. Hallelujah. A dead person. Most of these things are just fake things. You know, binevya kayanja, that what. They're just fake things. Okay? Okay? Years ago, there's a friend of mine who gave me a what? An audio recording of a conversation he had with some woman in Mitiana. Okay? This woman in Mitiana was telling this friend of mine that, yes, the Bajawa know people from what? Urubega's whatever, shrine. Bajja wano ne bangamba nze ne mwami wange tugende and we testify that Mukama yatukoledde kino because of the prayers of Rubega. Nini tugane tugamba naye tuli balokole tetuyinza ukulimba. Then say no bomunalimba ebinavamu bya Mukama, it will give glory to God. Okay, the lady jam said naye undi mulokole. So you see, bagenda wa mitiana, they get a stranger, gomitamani, na jana bagamba, unabade wa, umulema, ukatintambula. No evidence, you understand, those are the fake things those guys do. Okay? Years ago, there's a pastor I knew who found a lame guy with crutches. Okay? So, this pastor guy, and he was also from Miracle Center. You see, when you are part of a thing that is filled with lies, somehow you yourself, you're going to become a liar. So, this pastor guy got crutches. He told the lame man that, lend me your what? Crutches. So, the old man, the lame man, gave them to him, and he held them. Then he held them up. Then he told the guy that, what? we take a picture of me. Okay? Now you know what was going to use the picture for. Okay? To tell people that I prayed for a lame guy and he walked. Here is what? He. So there are the pictures you see and you believe. Rubbish. Glory be to God. Anyway, that is where we are at. Amen? The baby recovered. In a doctor that said dying within hours. Okay? Then in an instant, the child recovered. And at that moment, the child grew from a six-month-old to like a 10-year-old. Like, it didn't take 10 years for the child to grow to be 10. No, it was in an instant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, that is where we are at. Anyway, I can say a lot about this. Hey. It's coming to one, forgive me. Glory be to God. But you see, this is walking by the faith, the same faith that Abraham walked by. Glory be to God. We are prisoners of hope. We are prisoners of what? Hey, Olive, you stand up and they see you. You're the one who dreamt in December last year. When the plane was being what? Fueled and said, that's why there's a delay, isn't it? She's the one. They are not my dreams. Glory be to God. We are prisoners of hope or prisoners of faith. Glory be to God. Prisoners of what? Prisoners of faith. Young people, prisoners of what? Prisoners of faith. Like Father Abraham. Once upon a time, Father Abraham didn't have a child. Then God promised him a child. But Abraham got that child when he was a very old man. Glory be to God. That is when God's promise came to pass. When people thought that it is impossible for a very old man to have what? To have a child. But God is faithful, children. God is what? Faithful. He kept his promise to Abraham, and Abraham got a child. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you who are not here on Thursday, I told the people that for me, I burned the bridges. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to go. Hallelujah. What God told me, I told it to you people. And you started from there, you also began to receive messages from God. Hallelujah. Nowhere to hide. Brian just looks at me and he feels sorry for me. Hallelujah. And that is understandable. Glory be to God. But the God who has been faithful in the past will again be faithful. Because faithfulness is his what? Nature. Faithfulness is his what? Nature. I'm telling you, I have walked with God. I got born again in 1998. And I can tell you for the truth. Now, these are not Bible things. Okay, these are not what? I can tell you what I know about God. Me. You leave the Bible alone. Me, what I know about God is that God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is what? God is faithful. Hallelujah. I can talk about the faithfulness of God without reading any scripture from the Bible. And I just say, okay, me. If you're arguing with the word, Ogamba, Bino, this is an old book from, I'm like, okay, me. Let me tell you about me. Abraham is not around to talk about himself. Now, let me tell you about me. Glory be to God. Okay? Those are the things I use. Like when I'm talking to people, like strangers I meet, and I'm telling them about God, how God is a father. Do you know that Muslims don't know God as a father? They say, Allah, God, Allah. But you tell them, but do you know him as a father? Does he speak to you? They say, well, no. They don't have that thing because what they're dealing with is a devil. It's a demon. Okay? So I tell them that, let me tell you, for me, he speaks with me. We speak together. Then I tell about my children, how my firstborn was born, how my second child was born. And I said, no, I'm not telling about, I'm thinking about me. I know him and he knows me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mark, God is faithful. Glory be to God. Anne and Bob, never forget that. Okay? Little children who are here, never forget that. Never forget that what? God is faithful. He keeps promises. God does what? Keeps promises. Hallelujah. Okay? Young children, never forget that. Never forget what? That God is faithful. When God promises you something, he will do what? He will do it. He will do it. He will do what? He will do it. Okay? There are some adults who are, you're hardened. You're like, man, Zevin to be a katonda, promises, Zekatim, kwa samagezi gang. Okay? That's why I'm speaking to the children. For them, their hearts are still what? Tender. Hallelujah. Those things are saying, abasajja baya, abasajja bonna bayaye. Okay, to abava, aha, mama chata mani. Mama chata mani, abasajja to akolachi. Yeah, now because you got issues with a man or two, okay? But now I'm telling you, God is what? God is faithful. Eh? Esther, hallelujah. God is more faithful than your parents. Your parents, Bambi, at times, they want to keep their, what, promises. But sometimes it rains. Daddy said he's going to come at 10 a.m. But then it rains. So he can't come at 10 a.m. All right? But God cannot give an excuse of rain. God cannot give an excuse of what? Of rain. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Eh? Mister, it's okay. For you, your heart is tender. Okay? God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Let us all stand and say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
The God of Abraham is faithful.
Our God is faithful.
He will do what he promised to do. He will keep his word. He will keep his word to Eleti, and he will keep his word to you. The word he promised you, he will keep. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God will keep every promise that he gave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Esther Ballo, God will keep every promise he gave you. Hallelujah. Grace Joy, children, God is faithful. Okay, children, if you know of any promise God gave your parents, just know that God will keep it. Hallelujah. Okay, praise. You've walked this journey from, you know, back in the day. And God is taking us through a process, a lesson, to demonstrate his faithfulness. Hallelujah. When it all seems it's over, when all hope is gone, and people are like, Pastor Moses, kati owede, the child is dying, you're finished. Hallelujah. It is at that moment that the faithful God will prove himself to be faithful. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.